Light on the Red Horse Ranch. Last time we visited the boys on Red Horse Ranch, everyone was surprised to see Alabama ride red. All the boys, including Idaho, had sworn that no one would ever be able to ride this beautiful wild horse. But now, Alabama has something else to occupy his mind. It's about Steve Bradford. As we join them, Alabama hasn't returned yet, and the rest of the boys are waiting for Cookie to announce that Chuck is ready.
It's a lone drifting rider, just rolling on high. They call him Red Conklin, he's named that for sure. And after drinking whiskey, he's good for a score.
Well, boys, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm heading for the Chuck House.
Well, I'm right with you, Bob. I don't reckon Cookie's ready yet, but then we may as well be there when he tells us to come and get.
I could be a scare, horse and all.
Work like we've been doing today gives a man a powerful appetite. Yeah. Say, Tenderfoot, yeah. You held up right well in the Brandon today.
Thanks, Idaho. Just the same, I hope we're through Brandon for a while. After throwing one of them long-legged calves every 2 minutes, well, a fella knows he's been at it.
Oh, any cowpoke will agree with you there. I'm afraid we ain't near through, though. What? Alabama will have us right after them strays on the South Range tomorrow.
Oh. Hey, Cookie. Chuck ready yet?
Well, it's practically ready, Miss Arizona. Practically.
Yeah, I know what that means. We'll be waiting for the next hour. Work all day and wait up all night for a supper.
I guess we might as well wait for Alabama anyhow. He ain't rode in yet.
I saw him go out this afternoon. Where was he headed for? You know, Tenderfoot?
Yes. He said something about looking around the Bar D. I guess he thinks some of the Red Horse herd has wandered over that way.
Yeah, more than likely he wants to get some idea of what this Steve Bradford's doing over there. Trying to find out why Bradford's buying up all the land in the country.
Well, he'd better not say too much about that. No. Alabama don't want Rose or Mr. Carter to know what he's doing.
Say, I guess you're right. Alabama rode red over there, didn't he?
Yeah. I never saw anything like it. That horse acted like he'd been rode all his life. Alabama's done a wonderful job of training him.
Yeah, it's just a horse, that's all. If Alabama can ride him, I figure I could, too. Hey, hurry up with that chow, Cookie.
Hey, Tech.
Yeah, I haven't heard you yodeling a coon's age. Let's see if you still know how.
Yeah, do it, Tech.
Idly, I hold a lady. Call me the Yodeling Ranger, my badge is solid gold. I rode the land. by the old Rio Grande and belong to the old Ranger fold. When we are roving together beneath the bright Texas moon, I pillow my head on the desert sand bed and yodel this old Ranger tune.
Better step on it in there, Cookie. I just saw Alabama ride into the corral.
Was he still on top of that bronc?
Looked like it to me. That horse sure had me fooled. I never thought anybody would ride
in. You was hurrying, Alabama. Cookie ain't started supper yet.
Howdy, Alabama.
Evening, boys. You finish up branding that bunch of calves?
Sure did, Alabama. Find out anything over at the bar, Dean?
Oh, not too loud, Bob. I went over there on my own hook, you know. From what I saw, Steve Bradford don't count on doing much with the outfit.
Well, I could have told you that. He ain't no rancher. He's got some other reason for wanting to buy this land around here.
Well, how does Red ride, Alabama?
Boys, I'm telling you, I got the best horse on the whole range. Smart as a whip and speed. I'll gamble he can outrun any horse you ever saw.
Now, Arizona here has been telling us he could ride Red if he wanted to.
Sure, why not? I could ride any horse anyone else can.
Arizona, don't you touch Red. He's a one-man horse.
Well, I reckon Arizona won't bother him. Bronx and rattlesnakes are something Arizona never did take to.
Them's fighting words, partner. I'll show you right now.
Arizona, you touch Red and I'll see that you get rode on a rail. Come on back here.
Oh, well.
Hey, where you going, Cookie? Well, why ain't you in the truck house cooking supper?
I gotta have a fire to cook with, don't I? I'm going down to get some wood.
You mean to say you ain't even started a fire yet?
Practically started,
Miss Alabama. Hey, Cookie, I'll go and help you bring some wood.
Man, I never did see Arizona want to do some work before he didn't have to.
I guess he's trying to hurry Cookie up. Say, it looks like we need some more music to get our minds off of our stomachs. Idaho, grab that jug over there by the door and see what you can do with it.
If Alabama can, where is he?
He's standing over there in the corral. Don't you touch that horse. He's got his eye on you.
Well, nobody's going to say I can't ride a horse. That's an insult. Come on, I'll show you.
No, sir, he's too wild for me. Anyhow, Alabama, he says...
Forget about what Alabama said. Come on, Red. Whoa, there.
You better come on and help me get this wood. That Red, he'll throw you.
Just let him try it. Whoa, Red. Wait till I get this saddle on you. Whoa, there!
He won't let you put no cack on him. He's wild and woolly.
All right, then. I'll ride him without a saddle. If Alabama can ride him, so can I.
You look out, Arizona. I told you.
Now watch me ride him. Rowdy, now here I go.
What's going on down here? What's happened?
Well, sounds like Red to me.
Red? Oh, see, Miss Alabama, it done happened.
Oh, what do you mean, Cookie? What are you talking about?
He down in Arizona down there done try to ride that Red horse.
Huh?
Oh, Lord, before
owner tried to ride Red?
Red, he throw Alabama and stamp him and roll on him and kick him all at once. Buck Arizona right through the barn, no one right out.
Oh, there's Arizona now. He seems to be all right.
Oh, look, that horse, that's what I want to know. Oh, me.
You all right, Arizona?
Yeah, except for about 10 ribs and a leg and both arms.
Well, Arizona, how many times am I going to have to tell you to keep away from that horse?
Oh, me, that ain't no horse. That's a stick of loaded dynamite. Oh.
Right, left. For a minute, I thought Red had killed Arizona.
He practically killed him.
Arizona, you get up there to the house. I'll go see if Red's hurt.
Well, can you beat that? Thinks more of the horse than he does of me.
And Cookie, you go back to the Chuck house. I'll take care of Red.
Boys, would you mind singing something for me? Something nice and soothing. I ain't got long for this world.
Sure we will, Arizona. I know you'll like this. Come on, boys, let's go on Bucking Bronco.
My love is a rider while Broncos he breaks, but he's promised to quit it just for my sake. He ties up one foot and the saddle puts on. With a swing and a jump, he is mounted and gone.
My love has a gun, and that gun he can use, but he's quit his gun fighting as well as his boots. And he sold him his saddle, his spurs, and his rope, and there's no more cow punching, and that's what I hope.
Now all you young maidens, where'er you reside, beware of the cowboy who swings a rawhide. He'll court you and pet you and leave you and go in the spring up the trail on his bucking bronco.
Yeah. Did that make you feel any better, Arizona?
Oh, I know I'll never be able to walk again in all my life.
No, I wouldn't talk like that. You may be able to walk someday.
No, sir, I never will.
Chuck's ready. Come and get it.
Chuck? Wow, gangway, let me
out. Would you look at Arizona run?
Well, it looks as though Arizona's learned his lesson, doesn't it? And after this, Alabama should have no trouble convincing the boys that Red is a one-man horse. We're sorry Alabama didn't find out more about Steve Bradford. Why is he buying all the land in the country? And what does he want with the Red Horse Ranch?